From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Four of the 12 boys trapped with their soccer coach in a cave in northern Thailand have been rescued. They were taken out of the cave on Sunday. They'd been trapped there for more than 2 weeks. Associated Press correspondent Grant Peck reports.
The first sign that there was some evacuation was the sight of some ambulances leaving the cave area, which was part of the plan, of course, to take the boys to hospital. But there was no official announcement at first. Thai media, however, started reporting that two and then four boys had come out of the cave and were the ones who were on the way to hospital.
It could take a day or two more before all of the boys are extricated from the cave. Rains from the monsoon season and diminishing oxygen levels have threatened their safety. At least 49 people have died and more than 47 are missing in southwestern Japan after mudslides that were triggered by torrential rains. More than 1.6 million people have been forced to flee their homes. The Weather Service said more than 58 centimeters of rain has fallen in a 24-hour period. Officials in Afghanistan have confirmed that the Taliban rocketed a high-profile emergency security meeting Sunday in the troubled southeastern Ghazni province, wounding at least two soldiers and several civilians. The Afghan defense minister had traveled to the provincial capital to chair the meeting to discuss deteriorating security in the province, that is, where insurgents have made significant advances during the past few days. Taliban fighters fired several rockets at government buildings at midday. This is VOA News. Haiti's government suspended sharp fuel price increases this weekend after widespread violence broke out in the capital and elsewhere. The proposed fuel price increases followed an agreement with the International Monetary Fund to stop subsidizing energy prices so more of the budget could be put toward social services and improving infrastructure. The head of the UN Migration Agency, William Lacy Swing, is asking Libyan officials to stop detaining migrants intercepted or rescued at sea by the Coast Guard after trying to cross the Mediterranean to Europe. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports from the headquarters of the International Organization for Migration in Geneva.
IOM Chief Swing recently returned from a two-day visit to Libya, where he appealed to the authorities to end the cruel policy of locking up migrants who already have suffered so much trying to reach European shores. IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says there are some signs the authorities are willing to consider this.
They'll probably do it by trying to speed up their repatriation. So we support them in voluntary repatriation, voluntary return, humanitarian return from Libya. Sometimes it takes a while because they don't have papers, they don't have documents. The only embassies in the country really full-time are African embassies, and even they are at very low capacity.
Doyle says once the documentation and bureaucratic process is completed, it will be relatively simple to repatriate the migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Britain's Home Secretary has visited the towns of Amesbury and Salisbury in southwestern England, saying the risk to the public is very low despite the recent poisoning of two people exposed to a deadly nerve agent. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Sajid Javid says both towns remain open for business and urges people to visit what he calls one of the most beautiful parts of the country. Javid is the first senior official to visit the area since Dawn Sturgis and Charlie Rowley were hospitalised in critical condition last week. Officials believe the poisoning may have been caused by exposure to the deadly nerve agent Novichok that was disposed of after the March attack on ex-Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. Detectives now urgently want to know all the spots where Sturgis and Rowley visited in Amesbury before the poisoning to help police with new leads on where the contamination might have occurred. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Brazil's Court of Appeals has ordered former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to remain in prison. Earlier on Sunday, a judge of the same court had ordered Lula free. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.